This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school basketball, the Seguin Matadors dropped their first District 27-5A game of the season on Tuesday night, falling 58-54 at San Antonio Lanier. Seguin's Corey Daly continued with the hot hand despite the loss. The junior forward poured in 29 to lead all scorers. Daly is averaging 28 points per game in Seguin's last five contests. The Mats, who saw their four-game win streak snapped in the loss, are 2-1 in district play. Seguin will host San Antonio Jefferson on Friday night over at Goldie Harris Gym. Meanwhile, the Seguin Lady Matadors cruised to their second district victory with a 47-21 shellacking of Lanier at home on Tuesday night. Freshman Jaslyn Gill dropped in 10 points. Rebecca Wilkie also scored 10. The sophomore Wilkie and freshman Amani Wynn were dominant in the paint defensively. Following the game, Seguin head coach Veronda Kendall talked about her two frontline players.
They're both coming along at the 4 or 5 spots. Rebecca's been huge for us on the boards. She's becoming much more efficient in the paint, scoring. Same for Amani. She can rebound well. She can face up and attack the basket well. So they're both getting better.
The Lady Mats are now 2-3 in District 27-5A. They'll play at Jefferson on Friday night. The Class 4A Navarro Running Lady Panthers were dropped by Class 5A Southwest Legacy 48-43 in Geronimo last night. Navarro was down by 18 midway through the third quarter and came back to cut Legacy's lead down to 3 with 45 seconds left in the game, but could not complete the comeback. Sarah Fahler and Izzy Geipel had 6 points for the Lady Panthers. Tegan Harbuth, Cam Shields, and Maddie Gilliam each had 5. The Navarro girls will host San Antonio Cole Friday night. And the Navarro Panther boys took down Gonzales 43-23 in Gonzales on Tuesday. The Panthers are at San Antonio Kennedy on Friday night. High school track and field news. Seguin High School student athlete Sammy Bodie announced on Tuesday that he will continue his academic and athletic career at Texas Lutheran University. The senior Bodie announced he's committed to join the TLU cross country and track team. Bodie was a member of the Seguin Boys 4x200-meter relay team that finished 5th at the UIL Class 5A State Track and Field Meet in Austin this past spring. Bodie, Nick Henry, Osha Moreno, and Elliot Weaver posted a time of 127.86 at the state meet. The TLU men's and women's track and field team is led by head coach Rod McCown. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.